Okay, today so we're picking up with Perek Vav, Mishnah Bey. So we said that a person is going to be chayiv for having a kazayis of grape products, and Rabbi Kiva had said even something that has the flavor is bread soaked in wine. So a person is a nasir is chayiv malchus for drinking wine by itself, or eating grapes by themselves, or eating chatzanim or zagim by themselves, the grape skins or the grape seeds by themselves. You don't need to eat all the parts of the grape in order to be chayiv. As long as you eat a kezias of any part of a grape, you are going to be chayiv. Rabbi Elias ben Azariah Omer, Einu chayiv at sheyochel shnei chatzanim v'zagan. Rabbi Elias ben Azariah says, no, you're only going to be chayiv if you eat two grape seeds and the skin. When it comes to seeds and skin, you're only going to be chayiv since it says, mechatzanim v'yadzag, so chatzanim is plural, zag is singular, and therefore, the nazir is only going to be chayiv if he eats skins and seeds, if you have a minimum of two seeds, chatzanim, and one zag, one skin. So he's disagreeing with the Tanakhama in two important ways. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah holds that if a nazir ate one grape skin and two seeds, he's chayiv even if it's pachus mikazayis, he's going to be chayiv malchus. And he also holds that if you only eat skins or only seeds, then you're not going to be chayiv even if it's more than a kazayis, meaning it doesn't always depend on a kazayis. Elu hein chatzanim velu hein zagim. What exactly are chatzanim and what exactly are zagim? Hachatzanim elu achitzanim. Chatzanim are the skins, the outer part of the grape. Hazagim elu apnimim. That's the thing all the way inside the grape, namely the seeds. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda's shita. Used to be grapes had seeds, right? It's only that we're used to eating seedless grapes, but obviously natural fruit is going to have seeds. So the next Tana disagrees. Rabbi Yossi Omer Shalotita, that you shouldn't make a mistake in identifying what zagin are. You should remember the following mnemonic: Kizug shel behema. A grape is like a zug, is like a bell on an animal's neck. Hachitzon zug. The outer part is called the zug. Vapnimi inbal. And the inner part is called the bell. The clapper is called the inbal. So in a grape, the outer part is the zug, and the inner part is called the chartzan. Okay, now we move on to Mishnah Gimel. Stam nazirus shloshim yom. If a person takes a nazirus without specifying an amount of time, we assume that it's shloshim yom. If he shaved his head during his nazirus, or bandits came and shaved his head against his will, so shloshim yom, he forfeits the 30 days of his nazirus, and he has to start counting all over again. Because you need 30 days of growth of hair in order to do the giluach at the end. So if it gets interrupted, so that he's got to start all over again. So the Mishnah tells us what's included in the isser of a nazir shaving his head before the end of his term. Nazir shegilach ben bezug ben betar. If he shaved his head with a scissor or with a razor, osha sifseif, or he pulled out his hair by hand, kol shu chayiv, even if he removed the tiniest amount, meaning even a single hair, he's going to be chayiv malchus for violating the isser of nazirus. But that's only if he cut or plucked hair so close to his head that there's not enough of the strand left to fold back to the root. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Nazirus. If there's enough of the hair that you could fold it back to the root, then he doesn't get malchus. So he has to remove it, almost entirely in order to be chayiv malchus, because that's the definition of a hair that remains, is if it's long enough that you could fold it back to the root. That may chap enough kamina for the length of peyos as well. The peyos harosh may depend on that as well. There's an issur to cut off the peyos harosh, but if you leave them long enough that you could fold the hairs back to the root, that's definitely not an issur of peyos harosh. Obviously, there are minhagim that people have to grow longer peyos, but meikra din, certainly if you can fold it back to the root. Question, what number haircut does that correspond to? Is that a two? Is that less than a two? Anyway, now the Mishnah tells us which actions a Nazir can do with his hair, even though it might pull out some hair. Nazir chofi from a fast face. He could rub his hair with his hand or scratch it with his nails, even though it could be that hairs will be pulled out. Avalos sorek. But he shouldn't comb his hair with a comb. That definitely pulls out the hair. That's a psikresha, and therefore you don't want the Nazir doing that. Rabbi Shmuel Lomer lo yachav ba'adam. He shouldn't shampoo his hair with ground, with earth. Nesha Masher says his hair, because that also is likely to pull out the hair. We don't want him doing that. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Beis, we said that Tanakhama says that a person is a Nazir is going to be chayiv if he drinks only the wine or eats only the grapes or eats only peels or he eats only the seeds. As long as he has a kazayis. Whereas Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, when it comes to peels and seeds, it doesn't necessarily have to equal a kezayis. If you have two chartzanim and one zug, then you are chayiv for nazirus, even if it's pachos mekezayis. And if you have a bunch of chartzanim that are more than a kezayis, but that's all you eat, you're not going to be chayiv. What are chartzanim and what are zugim? Chartzanim are the peels, and the zugim are the seeds. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi says, no, like a zug shel behema, the zug is the peel, because the zug is the outer part, and the inner part is called the inbal when it comes to a bell of a behema. In Mishnah Gimel, we said stam nazirus shloshim yom. If a person shaves his head, he has to start all over again. And nazir, that's migaleach, whether he uses a scissor or a razor or whatever else he may use, he's gonna be chayiv. But we said that a nazir is allowed to rub his head, and he's allowed to scratch his head. He's just not allowed to comb his hair. And Rabbi Shmuel says he's also not allowed to use an earth-based shampoo, because those things remove hair, and he has to avoid doing things that remove the hair. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Vav, Mishnah Dalet.